Nolte, we can never trust the media, FBI, or intelligence community again. By John Nolte on March 26, 2019. How can any free-thinking person ever again trust the media, the FBI, or the intelligence community after the debunking of this two-year Russia collusion hoax? This thing was not only a total hoax, a total lie, and total fabrication based on absolutely nothing, and not only a total hoax, a total lie, and total fabrication based on lies, it was also something that everyone knew was a total hoax, a total lie, and total fabrication. Hoping dirty cop Robert Mueller would find something, anything, or that President Trump's approval rating would dive to where he'd be easy to impeach, the media lied, the dirty cops and the FBI leaked, and the elders and veterans of the intelligence community infested our TVs screaming about treason and indictments as they swore up and down the Trump campaign had never been spied on or wiretapped, when they knew damn well it had. That was an actual conspiracy, an actual act of collusion to overturn a legal and constitutional presidential election, which means it was a conspiracy to screw the American people. Even if you didn't vote for Trump, even if you hate Trump, it was still a crime against your God-given right to choose your own leaders. And this attempted coup against we the people is only the latest outrageous hoax committed by these three corrupt institutions. Look at the media's history over the last five or so years. Trayvon Martin murdered by racist white man. Michael Brown yelled hands up, don't shoot, before racist cop murdered him. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. The racist white boys from Covington High School. Trump can't defeat Hillary. Trump is a Russian Manchurian candidate. As for the FBI, even before those dirty cops began a series of criminal leaks and acts of perjury and the leaking of classified documents, they had already disgraced themselves by letting a true criminal, Hillary Clinton, off the hook as they played footsie with Obama's corrupt Department of Justice. And we have probably not heard the last of the outrages committed by a gang of dirty cop rogues we call James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, etc. People who dished the kind of dirt they did to protect Hillary and to fabricate an insurance policy to overturn a presidential election are dirty people, period, bad guys, villains, and never when it comes to just one thing. There is almost certainly more to come. If I was a defense attorney representing a client convicted of anything having to do with James Comey and his merry band of traitors, I would be filing a flurry of appeals right now. Clapper not only perjured himself in front of the U.S. Congress, he sat on Meet the Press and lied to the world by flatly denying the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign when he knew that wasn't true. Brennan not only perjured himself in front of the U.S. Congress, he regularly appeared on TV screaming ad hominem attacks about treason and the Trump family's imminent arrest. At the very least, you could argue the WMD fiasco was an intelligence failure, and a widespread one throughout the Western world. There was no deliberate attempt to mislead the American people that we know of. But it was still a massive and tragic failure that led us into a disastrous war, and now, with Russiagate, the intelligence community did deliberately lie, did deliberately deceive the American people, did seek to overturn a presidential election. The media, the FBI, the intelligence community, a den of thieves and liars, a hiding place for unelected, power-hungry bureaucrats and peacocks. These institutions are irredeemable and can never ever 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 again be trusted. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.